77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio, New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. I'm so excited to say hi to all of you from the greatest city in the world. Thank you so much for being with me today and dedicating your precious time. I assure you, we're gonna have a great show. Sending big cyber hugs to all of you who are staying in touch. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for sending all of your beautiful messages, pictures, invites, hearts, roses. Oh my gosh, sometimes it's just overwhelming, but I love it. Never stop. Follow me on every possible social media platform. And my handles are Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. And also, please don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show. Every weekend, I bring the world's biggest stars all for you. And today, it's gonna be the same. So don't go anywhere. Stick around and enjoy the show.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm super, super excited because I have a very special guest. He's a master trumpeter, the world's best-selling jazz artist, and has received multiple gold, platinum, and Grammy awards. He's been one of the most celebrated musicians in the world, and he's joining me now on The Yola Nash Show. My favorite superstar, Chris Bode. Welcome to the show.
With an introduction like that, I don't need a manager or an agent or or nothing. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you.
What I love about you, Chris, and I think many people would agree, when we come to see you playing, we don't come to hear a hit song. We come for the experience called Chris Bode. And how does it make you feel?
First of all, I mean, I think that, you know, if I look back at my career, that the fact that the stars lined up, that I was able to get fortunate enough, lucky enough, whatever, in the right time. When my record company, Sony, was still just really, the record company had so much force, and they decided to turn their attention to me to allow me to have that freedom to present a show to an audience. And it's just become over time that I'm more of a tastemaker with my band and the way we present a show rather than having, you know, five hit songs in my back pocket. It's a different... You thank you for summing it up, but it's basically that. People come to hear not only myself, but to hear the incredible musicians that I bring on stage and the way the show moves in and out from classical music to jazz to rock and roll or whatever it is on a very, very high level. And I think that over time has become my calling card.
Mm-hmm. And it's always so special to see you on stage, your powerful artistry, and also, like you've mentioned, the whole band, all the musicians that you feature, and the whole presentation of your music is so classy. And your energy that you share with us and with your musicians, how you engage with them, and that's so beautiful to see. Do you plan all of this, or do you think about it?
Pretty much all day long. I mean, and I spend a lot of time, I see other people's shows and stuff like that, and It always is funny to me that, you know, that you sometimes you have artists and stuff, and they look kind of through the audience rather than at the audience or to the, like, giving themselves to the audience. So by me interacting not only with the audience but with my band in a way, it enables the audience to, like, be in on something. Like, they're in on what's going on musically. It's shocking to me how many big time groups right now, when they play music, the band doesn't, like, interact with one another. Mm-hmm. They just kind of perform, you know.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So that by, you know, allowing the personality of the musicians to come forward and to bring the audience into that kind of sacred space that we have musically, I want the audience to feel engaged and to be part of it.
And what do you feel is that special Chris Bode sound or imprint that people love so much?
I had a discussion with Sting about this years ago, and I've been involved with him for so many years, and he made a really great statement, and it rings true kind of with anyone, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough to have a musical thumbprint or fingerprint that somehow attracts an audience, it's ultimately like great fortune. The ability to have that single note, you know, kind of resonate with someone. I mean, I know people that can pick me out of a you know, lineup, sort of musical lineup. You know, they mm-hmm. can identify the sound, and so, you know, and I work super hard on trying to develop and to make my sound more rich and warm. It connected with people. I'm not unaware of my good fortune. I'm super lucky to have had that opportunity and to have it work.
Well, I've heard that your mom, who was a great concert pianist, instilled in you the importance of practice, and I've heard that you still practice a lot every day. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my trumpet is, you know, I'm if I'm off, if we're playing a show, you know, I might practice a couple hours before the show and then do the show, and the show is pretty strenuous. But if I'm off and I'm not working, then I'm practicing 4 or 5 hours a day. You know, first of all, it's something I've done since I'm 9, and it's my escape, you know, mm-hmm. and it's my, you know, ability to just kind of go within and meditate in a lot of ways. But then the other thing is the trumpet is so unforgiving. You have to, like, stay on tip-top shape or you'll embarrass yourself quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the practice, what advice would you have for new artists? We see this all the time, that the young people nowadays would like to just become famous easily overnight.
You're spot on with that. I mean, I think the most important thing is, and, you know, I mean, I know everyone wants to, you know, be victorious on The Voice or American
right.
Idol or whatever, and that's fine. I always tell someone that your most important currency is to impress the person that is right to your left or your right or right in front of you. Like if you're sitting in a bandstand with section or sitting on a, is to impress your peers, to impress your musical peers, because that is like, when you put a rock in a lake at night, you know, and you throw the rock, and the lake is very still, and the ripple effect that comes out from that rock hitting the water is what is the most important thing in music.
Chris, you are on the road almost nonstop. What's the most challenging?
It's a very, very strange, wonderful life, but it's strange. So I know so many great young musicians that come up on the road, and they come up and they, you know, they want to go on the road for maybe a little bit, but then they really value their time away and to be home if they want a family, if they want to, you know. And I live in a hotel. I own no possessions. I don't have a dog or a cat or a plant or a storage locker or anything. So, I mean, I have committed myself 100% to being a touring musician.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no bones about it, you know. So and I've made it my stamp, and I wear it proudly.
It's powerful to hear that. I was wondering, talking about your music and your amazing history, which piece out of your great list of tunes would you call your signature tune, the one that people always love to hear?
Maybe Funny Valentine or Hallelujah or something like that. Maybe When I Fall in Love.
See differences between audiences in different countries, different cultures, like the way they receive the music?
Sure, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, outside of North America, my favorite place is Poland, which is awesome. They're just such wonderful, wonderful fans, and knowledgeable about music to like a crazy degree. And then, you know, there are other places where the audience is totally into it, but it's just much more quiet at the beginning, like Japan, you
right
know? And so, and my bad jokes go over better in the States than they do in Japan, so got that.
No, you're so funny on stage, you're so engaging, you're wonderful. And tell me a little bit about the musicians you are touring with right now.
The band is just you know, we're cracking, as they say. So, you know, we finally, since my last PBS special was 2008, we've whittled it down, and the show is, you know, keep changing. And now we finally have this incredible collection of a brand new bass player, Reggie Hamilton, on the guitar is Leonardo Mueddo, and then holding down the forward is, of course, the incredible Lee Pearson. And then I've just started working with this unbelievable pianist, a young prodigy named Eldar, who's just spectacular.
Oh, I know Eldar. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. So he's going to be with us at Sony Hall.
Oh, so fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's so otherworldly.
Well, you just mentioned your PBS special. Let's talk about it a little bit. It's your PBS special with great performances.
Well, so our last PBS special, Chris Botti Live in Boston, was, you know, I played the role of like Merv Griffin or something like that. I was like the host of a variety act.
Right.
It was awesome because, you know, yes, we had Sting and Steven Tyler and Yo-Yo Ma and Josh Groban and John Mayer, etc. From that show and the popularity of that show is when I started kind of beefing up my band. In other words, I added violin, I added another singer on the road. And so, and to get that kind of flavor of that show and translate it to people, and we've toured on it and whittled the band down. And so we made a commitment to go to the Wiltern Theater and to play my show. We added one special guest, the great Joey DeFrancesco, which is the world's greatest organ player. And it came out so great. I mean, I'm very, very proud of what happened on the PBS special, and it'll air everywhere in August.
Right. And for more information, please visit pbs.org. And also, Chris, I was checking your social media the other day, and I saw how many people adore you and love you so much and share their feelings with you. And, of course, all the women fall in love with you and men advise you. How do you deal with that stuff?
Well, I never, you know, I can honestly say I've never been on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff. Now, I have a fan site that's run by my friend Jeremy, who's my tour manager.
Right.
But I don't really ever go on and look. I'm not the kind of artist that's going to post every day what I'm having at Starbucks or my,
right,
you know, picture of my avocado toast or something
yes,
like that. You know, it's just not me. But I do think that ultimately, when people post reviews or, like, you know, that's what's kept my career going, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But at the same time, I don't want to try to, like, read my own good press and then negate the bad press, so I just kind of, like, hide.
We are so excited because you are coming to New York City, and you'll be playing at Sony Hall.
First of all, I'm very excited to play Sony Hall. It's also part of the family. It's part of the Blue Note family. The owner's the same. But I played there and know the space well enough, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Right. So to all of you, don't miss Chris Botti Live in New York City at Sony Hall. On June 24th and 25th, Chris and his spectacular band will be playing two sets each day at 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. So get your tickets today. Just go to sonyhall.com, sonyhall.com, or chrisbotti.com, or Ticketmaster. And you can also call the box office at 212-997-5123. 212-997-5123. And again, June 24th and 25th, Sony Hall, New York City, the incredible Chris Botti Live.
I just want to say in closing that, you know, at that show, you know, you're going to get the full bandwidth of the incredible band. The, you know, Eldar will be there, a violinist, three great singers.
Oh my gosh.
So it's going to be a night of full crossing over all over the place in music on a high level.
Ah, we can't wait to see you here.
Well, I can't wait to be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Chris Botti, everybody.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show. on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
Oh, I love today's show, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And it's time to introduce my next guest. And to those of you who are tuning in right now, you're listening to The Yola Nash Show. I'm your happy host, Yola Nash. And just to remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com around the world.
Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
And I'm so super excited to introduce my great guest. She's a member of one of the most celebrated vocal groups in the world, the multiple Grammy award winning and legendary quartet, the Manhattan Transfer. And welcome to the show, the amazing Janice Siegel.
Thank you. What a build up. Oh my God.
I've heard, Janice, that you've been singing professionally since you were like 12 years old. Is that true?
It's actually true.
Wow.
I was singing and recording at age 12 and didn't really think anything of it. To me, I wasn't thinking of music as a career at that point.
You're very, very passionate about vocal jazz harmony, and your mastery is so impressive. What do you find the most exciting in it?
Well, to be a harmony singer is a very specific skill set. I think you have to be able to hold your part when all kinds of chaos is going around and around you, and different notes and different tonalities and things that are rubbing and other rhythms. You have to be able to steadfastly hold your part. I mean, the most important quality of a harmony singer in a lot of ways is consistency. And as a harmony singer, you have to know your place in the chord. Am I singing too loud? Is this function of the chord coming out too much? Should I back off? You know, you have to be listening constantly. It's a very different skill set than being a solo singer, for instance.
Absolutely, and there is no place for any ego or anything like that.
not in the harmony world.
No. How did you first get involved with the Manhattan Transfer?
Well, I was an original member, actually. I met Tim Hauser, our dear departed Tim Hauser. I mean, we miss him so much.
Yes, we know.
He was driving a cab in Manhattan, believe it or not. It sounds like a made-up story or the script of a B-movie. But in fact, we met through Tim's cab. Laurel Massey, who was my original female partner, actually got in the cab. She was a passenger.
Wow.
And I met him tangentially through the cab. A musician I was working with got in his cab. That's how we met each other. That's how we got started.
What a wonderful story. And Manhattan Transfer is celebrating the 45th anniversary. It's like a long-lasting and amazing marriage. How do you do this? What's the secret?
Everybody wants to know. Oh, my God. I don't know. The only hopeful wisdom I've gleaned from this, because this is the longest lasting relationship in my life.
Wow.
Is you have to learn how to fight, first of all. You have to learn, you're going to fight. So you better learn how to do it. Or else the first fight you have, your partner's going to walk out. And that's the end of that. You'll quit. So we at one point we actually went to a marriage counselor.
Oh wow!
So and we got some tools. We got some tools to learn how to listen to each other, and we often don't agree. I mean, because we're musical partners, we're business partners, we're friends, and yet we're individuals. We each have our individual careers, and so there's a lot going on. It's very complicated. I would say the other factor, I think, is the fact that we love singing harmony.
Yeah. And your music has the ability to speak to different age groups, different cultures, men, women from all over. What is so unique about your work that it's able to cross over the boundaries? What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question, because we do see generations coming. One of the things is that we've always been about fun and romance, I think, and sentiment and harmony. There's a lot of tunes that we did that were funny, witty tunes I think also that people want to hear voices raised mm-hmm. in song. And I think it's more important even today, especially today, to hear people raise their voices together in harmony, because there's so little harmony
yes.
in the world. We're a manifestation of that, and it's a responsibility we don't take lightly.
And the Manhattan Transfer recently released the first new album in a decade titled The Junction, and it's number one on iTunes chart, jazz chart. So please tell us about it. Yay! Fantastic.
Well, it's our first record with our new member. You know, when Tim passed away, it knocked the literally knocked the wind out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, again, reevaluate. Do we want to continue? Is it over? What's going on? And the guy who actually subbed was Tim Sub when he was sick. Is an incredible musician named Trist Curlis.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to continue with Trist in the bass chair. So anyway, The Junction is the first record with Trist. So it's another sort of block in the legacy.
Let's talk about the PBS special with Take Six that you have
yes.
right now available, when people can see it, and it's called The Summit.
Yes.
So what a fantastic collaboration,
well,
right?
Well, it's, I mean, it's thrilling to do those jazz harmonies with those voicings, and the rhythm underneath it, a cappella, is pretty stunning.
Wow.
So we do a collaborative show that is really integrated. We didn't want to just do, oh, we're going to go on first, and then you're going to go on. We're doing stuff together. So it's six guys and me and Cheryl.
Whoa.
Yeah, <it's nice.
laughs> So beautiful. And your frame of work is so great, from jazz to pop to R&B to swing and to so many other genres. How do you make your musical choices?
Well, it's a democracy,
mm-hmm.
I would say. I would say that mostly, with the rare exception of a brief foray into Brazilian pop music for our Brazil record, we explore different facets of American music.
Mm-hmm.
It's all American music. Swing, bebop, also Western swing, doo-wop, elements of R&B. You know, this all is an American experience. And we decided to explore that,
mm-hmm.
but maybe adapt that sound to more contemporary material.
And you have won 10 Grammys as a member of the Manhattan Transfer, and one of your solo albums, At Home, was also nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Performance. And now your most recent solo album, Night Songs, is out. It must be so exciting. And tell us about it a little bit.
Sure. Actually, it's not my latest solo collaboration. Is actually Back to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of a Brazilian trio that explores the beautiful nexus between Brazilian music and jazz. There are a Hekinchi trio, and we have a record called Honey and Air.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the kind of what I'm doing. But I'm most excited about a thing I'm doing in New York, which is curating a monthly vocal jazz evening at mm-hmm. the Zinc Bar, which is a historic place in the Village. And I'm doing it with Lauren Kinnon, who is the alto from the New York Voices. So together we are bringing together the jazz vocal community and also providing a platform for young singers to come and test their mettle.
And Janice, you coming with the Manhattan Transfer to New York City very soon. So what would you like to say to your audience here in New York?
New Yorkers, you got to come through for us. Come help us celebrate 45 years of making harmony. And we're going to do songs from almost every era, including stuff from the new record, The Junction. Plus, our special guest is Grace Kelly, a wonderful young saxophone player. And we're just going to go through all the songs you know and love, and maybe you'll hear something you don't know either.
And to everyone listening to our conversation right now, don't miss one of the most acclaimed and innovative of all vocal groups in the history of music, the Manhattan Transfer. And they are coming to New York City, Sony Hall, New York City, on June 20th. It's Wednesday at 8 p.m., and
don't miss it.
Yes, don't miss it. Get your tickets today. Go to sonnyhall.com, sonnyhall.com, or ticketmaster.com, or manhattantransfer.net. sonnyhall.com, Ticketmaster, or manhattantransfer.net. So again, the Manhattan Transfer will be performing at Sony Hall on June 20th in celebration of the group's 45th anniversary. Janice, thank you so, so much. I appreciate your time. I know you guys are so busy traveling and singing, and we can't wait to see you in New York on stage.
Thank you. Thank you, Yola. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jenny Siegel, everybody.
Woo!
Woo!
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to the Yola Nash Show, and we are streaming live around the world. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's Mahno Dahno. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, musician, and artist. Fela's highly anticipated new poetry book of life and other such matters just came out, and it's available on Amazon.com. And I encourage you to check it out. You're gonna love it. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
When I was finally tired of endless thoughts, can you guess what happened? More thoughts erupted. More thoughts about the fact that I was tired, was done with them, was no longer excited by the endless permutations of right and wrong, of good and bad, of yes and no. I long to bathe once again in the sea that breathes these strange ephemeral structures that inhabit the day, that dream the night, and crowd the immensity of thoughtlessness. Want to forget the suction pump of ceaseless variations of me and be eternally tickled. Tickled by a bubbling heart, exploding in shimmering laughter. Yes, like that.
So beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, don't miss my next episode. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m., and Sunday, 4 p.m. And if you missed any of my shows or any of your favorite stars, you can always visit wabcradio.com podcast page and check out the Yola Nash Show. Like me on Facebook, follow me, write me, stay connected. My social media handles are Yola Nash Show or Yola Nash. So until next time, stay well, be happy. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.